Cliff Stump of Barnard Construction has been the project manager since the beginning. In his hand is a golden shovel.
We had these golden shovels when we broke ground almost 2 years ago today. So we're bringing it back out for the ribbon cutting ceremony.
For a project of this size, which cost over $150 million, it's only fitting the ribbon be cut with a giant pair of scissors. Mayor Mim McConnell did the honors. Upstairs in the control room, senior operator Frank Rogers brought one of the three new turbines online.
The unit I'm going to be starting is one directly below us.
Painted blue and curling like snail shells, the three new turbines can generate over twice the energy than the original two.
That's the water
coming in, yeah.
Before, Green Lake was Sitka's energy workhorse with Blue Lake assisting it. And now?
Now that this plant is expanded and it's bigger and the dam is higher, we can make more electricity from the Blue Lake plant than we can Green Lake.
That was Dean Orbison, the city's generation engineer. With this expanded capacity, about 165,000 megawatts per hour per year between the two lakes, Orbison is hoping citizens will wean themselves off of oil and switch to electric heat. We're out back watching the water leave the powerhouse and return to the river.
To think that we're going to control the lake level to do what we want is a joke. Mother Nature rains when she wants, but still, the idea is to keep the water level as high as you can in both lakes at all times. And so we have a choice. Should we run the generators at Green Lake or should we run them at Blue Lake? And so now we have some ability to manage the water levels, where in the past we didn't.
As for Cliff Stump, the man with the golden shovel, he and his crew will return to Bozeman, Montana to start another project. Stump majored in civil engineering.
When I graduated college, I didn't really have any idea what it was I wanted to do, so to be able to finish something like this is a pretty cool feeling. It's a pretty amazing accomplishment.
As the new power station is born, Cliff Stump also turns 34 today. His crew surprised him with cake.
Happy birthday, dear Cliff. Happy birthday to you.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.